Hey everybody, welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today, like every day, we're breaking down the world's most epic language in 5 minutes or less, and today we are going over giving and receiving at the start of this week. Giving and receiving. So today we're talking about our very, very bottom base for giving, which is the verb ageru. The verb ageru. And base three is our dictionary form for that. If you can become ageru as being an ichidan verb, age, age, ageru, ageru, ageyo, ageta, agete, with ageru. And ageru is our basic form to mean to give. The topic of which we are giving is either a direct object marked with o, or is the subject of which we're talking about, which is often marked by wa, or more commonly, ga. However, ageru is also used to mean to do a favor for somebody if conjugated with base te on the previous verb. Let me give you some examples of those and break those down for you so that you can get a better understanding of how that works. Now, ageru does have a couple of other forms that we will talk about, not tomorrow, not the day after, but the day after that. So today is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. On Thursday, we'll talk a little bit more about that. But for all intents and purposes, we must remember that ageru cannot be used to give to one's self. Okay? It is not used to give to one's self. It is used from the speaker to the listener. All right? So let's jump into those example sentences with that idea under our belt. The first one is, 友達にリンゴをあげました。友達にリンゴをあげました。So the ni article marks our direction, which is 友達に. The next is リンゴを, which is our object, which is an apple. And then あげました, which is あげる plus mas plus past tense. So あげ, base two, mas, make it polite, and then past tense of mas is shita, agemashita. Perfect. So, 友達にリンゴをあげました. All right, on to our next example sentence. 恵美は工事にパソコンをあげました. 恵美は工事さんにパソコンをあげました.Emmy, the speaker, or the person that we're talking about in our sentence, Koji-san, which is her friend, ni pasukon, which is a personal computer or computer, wo object marker, agemashita. Ageru plus mas plus shita. Now, you can also use it in plain form, which is just fine, but I want to more focus on using this as a favor for somebody, okay? So I can say, 彼らに歌を歌ってあげました。歌ってあげた。彼ら、them, に歌, which is a song, を歌って, which is to sing, 歌ってあげました。See how I put the base te on the previous verb and then added あげる on the as a secondary verb or subsidiary verb? That makes it so I'm doing it for them. I sang them a song. So I can also say,やってあげるよ。I'll do it for you. Or I can also say something along the lines, 取ってあげますよ。I can, oh, here, I'll give it to you. I'll get pass that for you. The base te ageru is to give or do something for somebody. All right? Now, if you are fuzzy or simply want to go over any of the things that we talked about in today's podcast, as always, you can jump onto our website at manga-sensei.com. We also want to thank so much for our all of our being in the wonderful studio at Cold House Studios. Thank you, DK. And remember, 間違いの後にペレペレになる。ですから間違いましょう、皆さん。本当にそうです。ペレペレになるため間違いましょう。それでまた明日。じゃあね。